This Al Jolson podcast is sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From the February 3rd, 1949 broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall, here are comedy and song with Al Jolson and Dennis Day.
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Dennis Day. Yes, Mr. Benny, I looked all over. I went all through your old dressing room. No, I don't think Mr. Jolson would steal it. Besides, I asked the janitor, and he said he couldn't believe you ever had a toupee with a crew cut. Oh, he hung up on me.
You're having some trouble, Dennis?
Yeah, Mr. Benny's mad because they won't let him come into NBC since he went over the wall.
Well, maybe he's not happy on that other network.
Oh, he's happy, all right, but he doesn't know he's dealing with an imposter.
Dennis, who's the imposter?
Well, Mr. Benny's always talking about a fella named Paley who's supposed to be the head man.
Yeah.
But everybody knows Eisenhower's the head of Columbia.
Dennis, Harry Cohn is head of Columbia. Now, before we get any more involved, you'd better sing.
Okay.
A little bird told me that you love me, and I believe that you do. This little bird also told me I was falling, falling for no one but you. There's no use denying, I might as well confess. Of all the girls I know, dear, I'm sure I love you best. The little bird told me we'd be happy, and I believe that it's true. A little bird told me we'll be married, and that ain't bad at 82. This little bird also told me when we're married, we'll have a pretty cottage not too far, all fenced in like a movie star. Great Dane Pup, we'll call him Ace, lying there by the fireplace, even a nursery painted blue. All this and Social Security, too. A little bird told me I'll be married, and I believe that it's true. Yes, I believe that it's true. That's strictly for the birds.
Dennis, that was wonderful. It was great. In fact, it was marvelous.
It was?
Yes.
See, now I wish I'd listened.
You should have. You might have enjoyed it. Oh, by the way, Dennis, have you met Oscar Levant?
Oh, no, I haven't. How do you do, Mr. Levant?
Hello, Dennis. I'm very glad to meet you.
Gee, I must be desirable. Everybody I meet says the same thing.
Well, you sang wonderfully.
Oh, thank you. You know, I put everything I had into that song.
Well, you better get it back. I don't think you can spare it.
Now, wait a minute, Oscar. Don't be a bully. Pick on someone whose brains are your own size.
I apologize, Dennis. I want you to know that I have the greatest respect for your singing talent. And that comes from a fellow musician.
Gee, who is he? I'd like to meet him.
It must be great to be such a naive schnook.
Oh, yes, it is. If I had any brains, I wouldn't have two shows.
Dennis, look, when you came over the music hall today, you said you had a proposition for me. Now, what was it?
Well, I was thinking maybe you and I could change places. I've even been practicing to follow in your footsteps.
Dennis, do you think your feet will fit in Al Jolson's footsteps?
Oh, sure. I soak my feet in prune juice so they'll be wrinkled.
I think your head has been soaked in something, too. Dennis, look, I don't understand why you want to leave Jack Benny and change places with me.
Well, I want to change places with you because NBC has prettier page girls.
Why, Dennis, I didn't know you knew anything about girls.
I didn't, but I heard rumors, so I investigated. They're soft.
You know, Dennis, it would do you good if you started going steady with a girl.
Oh, no. I went steady with a girl, and I almost proposed to her.
Well, why didn't you propose?
I heard that sort of thing can lead to marriage.
Dennis, what's the matter with marriage?
Keeps you from being single.
Take it from a man who knows. And I know that... Don't come here next Thursday. As I say, take it from a man who knows, there's nothing wrong with marriage.
But if I got married, Mr. Jolson, in no time at all, I'd have a couple of kids.
Well?
And my kids would have kids of their own, and there I'd be married to a grandmother.
That's silly.
No, it isn't. I've never seen a grandmother I care to be married to.
Dennis, look. You're a naive schnook. Listen. Let me explain it to you. Everyone needs romance.
Yeah?
Now you're in love with a girl.
Yeah?
It's wonderful.
Yeah?
Honestly, you court her. Go places. And then comes the day you get married. And she changes her name to yours.
Oh, I wouldn't want that.
Why?
People would say, hello, Dennis, and I wouldn't know whether they meant me or my wife.
Dennis, look, you don't understand. Your wife would take your last name.
But my last name was McNulty.
Well, I didn't mean that.
Gee, if we went to a party, we'd be introduced as Mr. Dennis Day and his wife, Mrs. McNulty.
Dennis, do me a favor, will you? Stay single.
Oh, I wanted to get married. Once I even asked the girl's father for permission to marry her.
What did he say?
Nothing. He just kept banging his head against the wall.
Well, you know the old saying. It's better to have loved and lost than to get married and take a still bigger loss. But, Dennis, I can't give you any more advice. Mabel would help you to make up your mind about girls, you know, if you went to Earl Carroll's and saw the bubble dancer there.
Oh, I saw her. She had a very clean-cut face.
Hey? Didn't you look at the rest of her?
What do you think I am, a peeping Tom?
How did we get into this discussion anyway?
Well, I was talking about changing jobs with you, but now I know I couldn't leave Mr. Benny. Why, his bushy eyebrows, his wavy hair, and his fluttering eyelashes, they're all part of me now.
A part of you?
Yes, I sat down on them while the glue was still wet.
Well, I really don't think you should leave Benny either. You know, to get ahead in show business, I had to spend years on the stage, many more years in pictures and radio. And now, after 45 years of hard work, I'm a success.
Didn't take me that long.
Well, you're lucky, Dennis. You never went through what I did. The many disappointments.
Oh.
Right in the middle of my career, I became very sick. I had to spend a long time in the hospital. Why, one day I almost died. My whole life flashed before my eyes. And Larry Parks was playing the part.
I know how you feel, Mr. Jolson. Maybe it'll cheer you up if I sing.
It'll cheer me up more if I sing. Let's see now. What'll it be?
I don't know, but hurry up. I'm not long for this word.
Well, Dennis Cassidy, what do you say you and I do an Irish song, eh?
Ah, that'll be fine. Sing me favorite. I've come to take you home, Kathleen. The bar is closing anyway.
No, I have a better one, me boy. Stand back and watch out that nobody throws Blarney stones now.
Oh, that I will, me boy. That I will.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'll steal your heart away.
These podcasts are sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. Visit our website at www.jolson.org. As Al Jolson used to say, in the words he made famous,
you ain't heard nothing yet.